CRY 104 FM.
Yes, so you're very welcome back to Drive Time Sport here on CRY 104 FM, where we have a very special Camogie special, where we're going to be highlighting local success in Camogie. And we're going to start with Samantha Swain, who kindly joins us in studio. Samantha is the PRO of the Camogie Club, and I think the GA just overall as well. Is that right, Samantha?
Yeah, that's correct.
So tell us, I suppose, firstly, since we're talking about Camogie success, obviously you've got some very talented Camogie players within the club.
Yeah, we do. It's great to see us. Over the last couple of years, we've had a lot of girls representing us at inter-county level and divisional level. Great for Avril and Jenny, who recently won the Munster final with Cork, and also to Eva and Alex, who are in an All-Ireland final on Sunday.
Brilliant stuff. So obviously, look, a lot of hard work is going on. You know, it's because, you know, to bring success into the club, you need a lot of great people that are volunteering and, you know, putting in hard graft.
Yeah, no, it's great to see. I suppose we've teams from under six right up to adult level, and it's a great credit to all the coaches involved over the last couple of years to see girls making it at the higher standard and competing well, and it's great for the club.
It sure is. And look, we're going to speak with Donnie Daly and Avril Cashman shortly, but I'm sure you got great satisfaction as well out of the recent success, Avril being part of that minor team who were successful in that Munster final. They ran out very convincing winners. That was a great day for the club.
Oh yeah, no, it was great to see us represented. We're a very small club, so like to be competing with the bigger clubs in the cities and all that, it's great to see.
It sure is. And in terms of your adult team, yeah, you got off to a good start, I believe, and back in action this evening.
Yeah, we've got off to a good start. So we've won two out of two league games played so far, and we're out this evening to Rockbawn for our third game. And we're coming hot and heavy now at the moment. So we've three matches, I think, next week for the league. So it's going well so far anyway.
Very good. A lot to look forward to there. We're going to bring in Donnie Daly now, who joins us on the telephone line. And it's welcome to the programme, Donnie. Thanks for taking time out to join us.
Hi, Barry. It's good to be here. And thanks very much. Sorry I couldn't be inside. I was just under a small bit of pressure at work. But look, it's great to be able to talk to you.
Yeah, it sure is. And in terms of the under 16, Cork under 16, tell us about your involvement within that, Donnie.
Yeah, I will, Barry. This is my fourth year involved. We got involved initially, I was the management team in 2018. So 2018, 19, 20, 21. So this is our fourth year. We won an All-Ireland in 2019, which was, you know, brilliant. It was the first All-Ireland that was brought back to Cork at an under 16 level in 16 years, so that was quite an achievement. I suppose, look, every year we've learned something. 2018 we got hammered by Galway in an All-Ireland final in Nina. We went away, we regrouped, we, you know, and it, under 16 is a different stuff. You have a different team pretty much every year, bar maybe five or six girls who might be under 15 the previous year. So you're really starting with a kind of almost like a blank page each year. And you're working with them. You're starting from scratch. You're working with them, and you're trying to build a team over, you know, a number of months. And I suppose this year has been different in so far as, you know, look, normally, you know, the year we won the All Ireland, we won the All Ireland in 2019, and we started training. We picked the panel in November 2018. So, you know, we had literally 10 months from November 18 to August 19 to win an All Ireland. This year we've had 9 weeks. We picked our panel a one day trial on the 16th of May, and now we're out in an All Ireland final on the 18th of July. You know, it's a very short period of time, and it's a testament to the girls' skill and fitness levels that, you know, in 9 weeks we can put together an All Ireland team. You know, with such a short time frame. So look. That's where we are at the moment, so hopefully we'll be okay on Sunday.
That's very good and exciting. But just tell us about the y'all involvement as well, because I know your daughter has been involved as well.
She is luckily enough. I said, look, I suppose me being involved over the last few years, you always try to look after, I suppose you know the girls very well that you're dealing with since they're 8 or 9. And you look at Avril there, Jenny Doyle, Kate McCarthy, all girls who played for Cork under 16 and Cork minors in the last number of years. They all started with y'all under 8, and I would have trained trained all them under eight, so you know what they're capable of. And I suppose it does give those girls, or it does give you an advantage if you're someone on the management team kind of fighting their corner. Not to say that if they're not good enough they won't make it, but certainly, like, you, when you have an insight into their personality and an insight into their ability, it does give them that extra bit of a push. But this year we have Eva, my own daughter, and Alex Cashman, Avril's sister. And again, I've been involved with those two girls, obviously Eva forever, but like as from a Camogie perspective since they were under eight. So, you know, they're 8 years, I suppose, training for this. They're part of a very, very strong panel. Have two young girls who, you know, and we're playing kind of A under 16 club level. You know, Stars would be the standard bearer at under 16 level. They have four girls on the team or on the panel. Aerog again, who would be very strong at this level, have three girls. So like to have two girls on an under 16 intercounty panel any year is outstanding. We've had it this year, we've had it last year, and the previous year again with, as I said, with Kate and Jenny. So it's great to have y'all involvement, because, you know, it's not often you get to an All Ireland final at any grade, and to say that, you know, potentially next Sunday there could be two All Ireland medals coming back to the club, you know, it's wonderful, and it's great thing for the younger girls, the current crop of under eight that, you know, that I'm back with now, and y'all, and you know, you can show them that, you know, if you keep going the way you're going, and you keep it up, and you put in the time and effort, you can be a Ginny Doyle or an Avril Cashman or a Kate McCarthy as well.
Yeah, look, it's very important, I suppose, for the club. You know, we've seen it in recent times with, you know, the likes of Bill Cooper as well performing so well with Cork level, great to have the younger players that can look up to these stars. And just in terms of the under 16 final, Donny, just tell us a bit more about it. Obviously, you said it's taking place on Sunday, and who's the opposition, and what can we expect on the day?
It's against Kilkenny, and it's up in St Brendan's Park, up in Burke County, Offaly. Barry, so they couldn't have made it any more awkward for us. But look, it's an All Ireland final. We'll play wherever they want us to play. Kilkenny, basically, there was three groups this year, three groups of three. We were in a group with Waterford and Tipperary, and we won our group comprehensively. We beat Tipperary by 15 points on the first day out. We beat Waterford by 20 points. Even though we topped the group, we ended up being drawn into a quarter final. Or the only actually group winners that ended up playing a quarter final, which, look, we didn't mind, it was an extra game for us. And we ended up playing Dublin in the quarter final, and we beat them by 20 points. So, look, they're scoring well, they're doing well. Last week, we ended up playing a semi final against Galway. Now, I don't really know much about under 16 in the County Camogie, but it's Cork and Galway have been the standard bearers for kind of 7 or 8 years. We've contested every one of the last six finals between Cork and Galway. Galway being obviously a lot more successful than we've been. So to have to meet them in a semi final was always going to be a challenge. And the girls ran out 14 point winners last Sunday. It was an outstanding game. And you know, that brings us down out to Kilkenny. Now Kilkenny had a group with Dublin and Wexford, who they beat, you know, 6 or 7 points. They didn't have to play a quarter final, and last week they beat Tipperary in a very high scoring game, 4-17 to 4-11, I think, to get to the final. So, like, we know a fair bit about Kilkenny. We've done our research, we've done our homework. They have some very good players. So do we. But I'll be honest, like, this bunch of Cork players are probably the best we've come across in the 4 years we've been involved. If they click, and, you know, fingers crossed if they click, and they can play to their ability and play to their level, there's no team would beat them. But again, you know yourself, in a final, Barry, or in any game, you know, on the day, anything can happen. But touch wood, if they play to their ability, we should be coming up victorious on Sunday.
Well, hopefully, Donny, we'll be following that with keen interest on Sunday. It was great to have you on Drive Time Sport this week, and hopefully I might be ringing you next week to give us a review on the final. So, as I said, thanks a million for coming on.
Yeah, it's 4:30 Sunday anyway, so keep an eye out for it on Twitter and on Facebook or social media. And it's been tweeted live, to be honest, sorry. So
brilliant. No, we'll be watching, Donny. We'll be watching that. And look, we'll congratulate you on your success as well and your involvement within Camogie, your own Trojan work. And it was great to speak to you on Drive Time Sport.
Thanks, Barry. Listen, thanks very much.
So that was Donny Daly. We're going to go back into studio now and we're going to say hello to Avril Cashman, who was part of that under-16 Cork team who won the Munster final recently. So, Avril, congratulations on that success.
Thanks.
And I'm sure it was great to be part of it.
Yeah, it was an honour to be part of the Cork team. Like, any time you get on Cork team, it's tough enough to get there. So it's an honour and a dream to be on the team.
You come from a pretty talented family. Evelyn, your mother, of course, was a very good runner as well over the last number of years. And yourself and your sister as well have enjoyed some great success in athletics. So, you're a great sports person.
Yeah, our whole family part of the athletics and GA club, and it's great to have the whole family there. Like,
sure is. So look, just in terms of your involvement with Cork, tell us how it all came about. Obviously you were selected, was it?
Yeah, we had a number of trials during the, I think it was start of the May to June, and they were tough trials, and like, you had to play your best to try and get on the team. So we think the team was picked in the end of June, and then we were straight into matches really. We played Waterford in the Munster semi-final, and it was a tough match. I was playing cornerback, and so was Jenny as well, Jenny Doyle. And it's great to have two people from y'all in the same team, Cork team. So it was a great honour to have two people from the same club.
So obviously, yeah, it sure is. And obviously you ran out winners against Waterford. So tell us about the Munster final and maybe the build-up to that one, because that was obviously a big, big game for all.
Yeah, it was definitely a big game for us, and we really didn't want and needed to win. And so it was really intense, all the warm-up, and we had like high expectations for the match. So I was actually starting in cornerback, and it was a tough match, but we came out winners in the end, so it was great.
Brilliant. And a proud moment for yourself and your family.
Yeah, it was great to have, there was a great crowd there, and it was great to have your family and friends with you.
Brilliant. And just obviously your sister's not here today, but it's great to have her in the under-16 Cork team as well.
Yeah, it's great to have like our family. It's a really good honour to like represent the county and everything, so it's great.
Brilliant. You must be a very busy person. Maybe tell us a typical week in terms of your training, because I'd imagine you're still doing a bit of running training as well.
Yeah, I try and fit it in every so often. Our poor coach Noel Curtin and for running, we never get to see him anymore really, because we're at training so much.
Will we see you in the cross country?
Yeah, we should.
Good stuff. And look, congratulations on all your success with Cork, and pass on your congratulations to your sister as well. And we'll be keeping a close eye on you going forward. We're going to finish up with Samantha. We're going to bring you back in. Look, obviously it was great to highlight the success on CRY here this evening, but it sounds like you've so many talented people within the club, not just in the Camogie side, but in the men's side as well. You've got a great crop of players.
Yeah, no, it's great to see, like, even not only the Camogie side, you've got girls involved in minor, ladies football, you've Rian and Kaya, you've Jack who's involved with the under-20 panel, we'd say you've Brendan coaching, or Jack with the minor, Brendan coaching the under-20s, Donny with the under-16s and juniors. So, like, it's great to see such a wide variety across the club, and it's great testament to everyone who's involved over the last couple of years. We've also, I think, our numbers historically it would have been quite low for Camogie, but like, we can't actually keep up with numbers at the moment. We're getting 20 and 40 at underage training, like, which is great to see. You know, that the girls are getting more involved in sport.
That's absolutely fantastic. Well, Samantha, Avril, and of course we spoke with Donny, we appreciate you coming in today, and we're wishing you continued success going forward.
Thanks very much, Barry.
Thank you.